Sunday, 14th of February, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Rabbi Yehonas and Alcon, Al Hanisim.
Whoever wander around the streets of the world, you'll be bewildered perhaps and ask, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam create so many different types of nations and people, tall and short, and different colored skins, and Scandinavian, and German, and Indian, and Italian? Why so many? I have no idea. Why there were so many different types of men, I have no idea. Someone once turned around to me and said to me, there should really have been just one. It all went wrong at Migdal Bovel. Then there was all the confusion. But originally, maybe there was supposed to be just one near there. But when it comes to a profile, an understanding of a Yehudi, there can be no bewilderment. There can be no misunderstanding. Why Bnei Yehonam created a Yehudi? It's all in the name. Lahaydos. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Boy, Shenamin Belokeinu V'Noide Eilov Shehu Bo'onu. There's no bewilderment, there's no mystery. A Yehudi is made to be Makir Toiv. Each one of the Yom Toivim are on that theme of some way or other. Me'inyan, Me'inyan, Be'oisa, Inyan. Chanukah, Pesach. Each one has an Inyan of Hakavas HaToiv. Titen Monu Hashem Elokeinu La'avo. And therefore there's a Hakavas HaToiv. Chofetz Chaim brings down by Hilchus Chanukah and also by Purim that the tachlis of saying Al Hanisim is a tefillah or hoidah. In the Gemara there's a shayla where it really belongs. Perhaps we should have said it in the Yerushalayim Ilcha, and they said at the end of Kumoi Shezochu LeGeula Meyeshushan Kein Nizker LeBinyan Yerushalayim Oberes Nishtasei. It is put in a mokum of hoidor, whether it's in benching, whether it's in tefillah. The hoidor, la hoidos. That is the tachlis of our nisim, of all the nisim and flaws that happen to Klal Yisrael. Let's take a look at the Loshon. Al hanisim refers to the nisim nistorim in Klal Yisrael, those which we don't necessarily see. Al hapurkon refers to the sar shamano. As you know, each nation has a sar, a ministering angel, and that sar makes a kitwuk, a prosecution against Klal Yisrael. The pulkon, Chazal explained, refers to the redemption from that sar. Alagvuos is the nisim hagluyim, which we see, which are apparent to us. Alhatshuos refers, say Chazal, refers specifically to the maintenance of Klal Yisrael. Maybe we can explain it through the Arba Koses, which we're going to have in Mitzvah Shem Aleil HaSeder. The Hoitzesi means that they were over the border. They were no longer in Mitzrayim. That doesn't mean that they can't go back. The Itzalti means you can't go back. That's out of the border and can't return. The Goalti refers to the Anani HaKovoit, the Mon, the Be'er Miriam. How on earth are they going to maintain themselves? That's the maintenance, as you know, the Lakathias and Yulam is Matan Toiv. Here, the expression of the Al-Hachuais refers to the maintenance of Klal Yisrael, an ongoing situation. The Al-Amilchomois Kamuvan refers to the times of difficulty and stress which Klal Yisrael got. Al-Hakol Yesh L'Hoylois. But look at the Loshon. And on this particular theme, I would like to explain Al-Hanisim. She'osisa la'voiseinu bayomim ho'heim or the Bizman Azeh. The Ramchal in Derech Hashem, in Chelek Dalet, explains quite clearly that the Luach is by no means historic. The Luach has events which took place, but every single event has a relevance today. Adessa mentions it many times in the name of Nochem Zev that he heard in Kelm, all the time that you go back into again Leil HaSeder, you go back again to stand at Sinai. Once again, you're there by the Sukkos. It's not a historic Luach. The Luach takes you back in again to the situation. That's why we have each Chag, to bring us back into the situation. And therefore, Rabbi said, when we say to Al Hanisim, we must say it as follows, Vayomim Ho'eim, or the Bizman Azeh. What we must try and do is select out the themes which were relevant then and which are relevant now. Let's try. I've taken Al-Hanisim in the time that we have and divided it into three. B'yemei Mordechai ve'Esther b'Shushan Habir. The Medrash brings out in Koheles, in Perek Dalet, Toivim Hashmaim Mina Echod. Two are far better than one. And the Medrash lists a few couples. Yocheved and Amram together created a family who saved Kaiso, the partnership. Moshe and Aaron together worked together. And Mordechai and Esther as a pair are brought together. Interesting, the Medrash brings down there was something which Yosef never had, which Moshe and Aaron had, and Yocheved and Miriam had, and that is Nisim. There are no Nisim al yidei ha-yochid. Moshe and Aaron, you remember in the Chanukah Samishkon, the Pasuk says, Vayavoy Moshe v'en shmini, Vayavoy Moshe v'Aaron, Vayeit sumin ha-oihel moyeit, because of Moshe and Aaron together, that created a situation of Nisim v'Niflois. And that is the meaning of Tovim Ashnayim min ha'echod. Rashi on the Pasuk learns out, in a simple way, one and one makes ten. It does not make two. You have the koyach of one person, and you have the koyach of another person. But when the two are combined, it's not two, it's ten. Because what two can achieve and accomplish together is far greater than two individuals. And that is the amazing ability of the two, the Chut HaMashulosh, which refers to the Bailei Olam. When he's the third partner, then already you have something which is far, far successful. And therefore, in Ivrit they would say, Shituf Pula. The combination of Mordechai and Esther must be seen as one of the Nisim and Niflois in the Megillah. Let's take a few examples. From the very beginning, Mordechai told Esther, under no circumstances must you reveal your identity. You should be a hidden character. They should not know where you come from. And even after she became the queen, still she never revealed. She was told not to reveal, so she didn't say anything. As you know, later on in the Megillah, the whole nace turned about because Ahasuerus did not know where she came from. And eventually, when the moment came, when he came back in the room and found Haman on top of Esther, and he suddenly, now Naz there, a Yehudi, who cares? The man is Gamichvosh is Amalka, Imi Babais. It didn't make any difference at that point. It would have made a difference earlier. But a far more consequence is there's a certain portrayal which one should have in one's mind throughout the whole of the Megillah. Mordechai was outside sitting on the stool, and Esther was inside with her avoda. And that is the link, that is the shituf pula, the partnership between them. He told her to go in, and she said, I can't. V'chasher avadati avadati. He told you, you're going to have to go in. So say to her, what happens, happens. That partnership brought about, says the Medrash, the Toivim Ashnayim. Those two together worked unbelievable miracles. One must think of that koyach, because that is a very cardinal part of the nace of Shushan. We made Mordechai the Esther, the two together. That is Ayomim. Bizman Hazeh. We are looking forward to the Sechazeno Einenu, Vishubuchot Etzion Balachan. David HaMelech never had the schus in order to go ahead and build the Beis HaMikdash, but he provided us with 15 Shir HaMalos. Each one is a dauga, a maila, a step closer into the Kodesh. It is the koyach of each one. Step number 14 and step number 15 take you from the Ezras Noshim finally into the Ezras Yisrael. Those words, all the 15, are all mailas in Kedusha. That's why the last two, say the Mefarshim, begin with the word Hine. Kuf Lamed Gimel is step number 40. Hine. You can't avoid the step. You must tread on step number 14 to get onto 15. Say the Chazal, number 14 is the highest Maila Beinodom Lachaveiroi. Hine, what is it? Ma Toiv U'Manoim Sheves Achim Gam Yochad. As far as I know, maybe you can correct me, there's nowhere in the whole of the Torah where it says the words, Matoiv Umanoim. It is the highest level, Bein Odom Lachaveinu, when there is what's called a Vitul. Ashi explains that's referring to Moshe and Aaron. But Achim means the Koyach of two together. Working together create that level of tremendous Kedusha and Vitul. That's step number 14. Then you go on to Hinei Avdei Hashem, Oydim Hashem Ba'Leilas, that's Bein Odom Lamokoyim, Hinei. In English, the word Hinei refers to something they would say like a statutory declaration. Now hear this, Hinei, you must go through step number 14. There it is, in Bayamim Bismaneinu. In our times, it's inevitable. You can't possibly achieve anything if there isn't, first of all, the Avoda Bein Odom Lachaveiroi. Chaim Zaitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, one of the great Baalei Musa from the Vardak in Yerushalayim, explained on this, the most beautiful point in Musa. One of the great points of the Hashgacha, which we perhaps dismiss, is that the Ribon Shel Olam has made and given us partners for every stage in our life, and in particular a Zivug. The Zivug is supposed to be worked together. That is Bizman Hazeh. The working together of the Shituf Pula of a Mordechai and an Esther, of a husband and a wife, is the enormous Hashkocha of being able to bring out together nothing else but Nisim Gluim together. That's the ability of partnership, not just in marriage, but marriage especially. Perhaps that's the reason why Rashi says on Bocha number 7 of the Sheva Bochas, number 6 is Baruch Ato Hashem Mesameh Choson V'Kala. Bocha number 7 is Mesameh Choson Im HaKala. So it's Rashi Muxuris Dav Chesom Et Aleph. That means nothing else but Shevach V'Hido. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the words of Rashi, Shevoro Dibuk Ish V'Ishtoi Al Yedei Chedvo V'Simcha. Those are the words of Rashi. Meaning that there is Bezmaneinu a saying idea. We must not look at the Megillah and take it as a historical fact. Well, Mordechai and Esther worked well together. Apparently, each person in their own lives, Bizman Azir, has the same desire, the same challenge, and the same enormous potential of bringing out something miraculous through the Koyach of the Zivug, especially, and any other people we work with. Let's move on. Kishomad Aleim Homon Harosha, Bikesh Lahashmid, להרוג ולאבד את כל היהודים מנער עד זוקן תף נושים ביום אחד בשלוש עשר לחודש שניים עשר הוא חודש אדור ושלום לא וייס. Here is the whole gezeila. There isn't an opportunity to go through in great detail, but if you carefully look, you'll see in the Mefarshim that those four descriptions of להשמיד, להרוג ולאבד ושלום לא וייס are four steps in the final solution of the Jewish people. Lahashmid refers to the destruction spiritually. Laharoig refers to the ruach of Klal Yisrael. Laabed refers to the guf. And Lashlolam Lovo is to take all their property. The miracle of Purim is that all the Na'afah turned over through the Avodah of Tefillah. An incredible, incredible nace. I spoke on that in different places on Shabbos here in the community. I'd like to take it a little bit further. When you look at these lines, you might well dismiss and not notice one of the great yesodos of what we are saying and are missing for. We've read through the gezeilos, but inside there's a tiny little phrase which is the whole great point of the Shevach and Hodoah, which we're giving in Al-Nisim. Why was the decree made B'Yom Echad? And why couldn't he take his time? Why was it so critical that Haman had everything going on a pool, as you know, and it had to be on one particular day? And if not, it won't work. Why? And Chazal explained as follows. He might have been one of the most evil people in the world, but he was no fool. The Medrash brought out that when he sent the letter out to all the different colleagues that he had, advising them of his plan, of his master plan, to take all of Klal Yisrael and destroy them, he sent a letter around to them, and if you have a look in the Medrash in Parsha Gimel, it's brought out the letter that he actually wrote. The letter is phenomenal in one particular way. It's incredible fraud. The untruths shouted for what happened. But there's one particular point that he brought out. He spoke about, in the letter, the Beis HaMikdash. And he described the Beis HaMikdash as a place of magic, of a place of tremendous kishuv. What happened is, he describes, that they went into this big house in Jerusalem, and they did some sort of magic and witchcraft and came out and conquered the world. Meaning, he knew the enormous power of Klal Yisrael with Bayrei Olam in a supernatural way through Tefillah. He was fully aware of that. And that is what he was worried about. I haven't got much time. I have one day. And on that he depended his whole gezeirah. The Navi Yeshayah brings down in Perek Mem Hei. Ochein. Keil mistater ato. Elokei Yisrael Moshiach. The translation is amazingly. Ochein, however. You are what's called a hidden God. Keil mistate. You are not understood. You're very hidden. And yet the end of the sentence says, Elokei Yisrael Moshiach. You save a people. The Malbim asks a question on that pasuk. There's a contradiction. On the one hand, he's mistater. On the other hand, he's a Moshiach. The answer is, that's exactly the point. The whole ability of inside the gezeirah is hidden the whole aspect of the refuah, of the geula inside there. And Homa knew exactly that. The hidden aspect of the hashkocha is in truth the Moshiach of Klal Yisrael. And that is what Haman was so concerned about. If I don't do it by within a few minutes, and I don't have more than one day, the likelihood is I'm going to fail, because he is a keil mistater. He hides, and they only have to turn and daven, and Moshiach Yisrael, and the whole thing is over. I don't have much chance left. That is what has happened exactly in Shushan. That was by Yomim Hohei. What we must do, Rabbi Say, is to look and see Bizman Azeh. How does this come out in our times? Reb Chaim Vital brings down, in the name of the Arizal, that Perek Kuf Kof Dalad is the time of Ikbas at the Mashiach that we are going through. Lule Hashem Shohay Alanu B'kum Aleinu Adam. The Adam is the Perek Adam, Yishmael. Oivei, what is going to be? The Perek discusses two types of aggression and persecution of Klal Yisrael. The first is described as Azai Hamayim Shetofunu, Mayim Hazeidoinim. The second, says Reb Chaim Vital, is talking about Baruch Hashem Shaloi Nusanu Teref Leshinehem, Azai Chaim Belaunu, swallowing us alive. Says Reb Chaim Vital, there will be in Klal Yisrael in the future two forms of persecution. The first will be like rushing waters. Lovel. You can keep on going. Spain, like, if you can hold on when the water is the torment and it's flowing so fast, you can perhaps save yourself, but it's a very difficult challenge. That's called Hamayim Azidonim. That was Germany. A very little chance of saving yourself, but that was the nature of the torment. Odom, which refers to Yishmael, is far worse. His master plan is Azai Chayim Belaunu, to swallow us alive. That's far worse, because there's no way that you can perhaps get away to escape. The nature of the aggression was far, far worse, was far more furious. He explains why. Where does it come from? It all emanates from one episode, when Avraham Avinu sent away Hagar. And for that reason, Hagar remained with a vengeance against it, and that is the reason why in Parshas Toilos we say that Tzar cast it polo, because the late Tzanei Hador would have turned around and say, Me avi melech nisab lo sora, the whole Parsha which we can't go into. That sin of the Arabs is exactly what the situation is now. What do we do in our times? Says the Apostle, David HaMelech foresaw it all. Nafshenu, our lives, in the times of Ikbas of the Mashiach, similar to Shushan, is like a tzipor, like a bird, who tries to fly away mipach hayoikshim, from the hunter's trap. What's going to be? How can you escape from chayim below unu? Don't worry, says David HaMelech. Hapach nishbo. That trap will snap. V'anachnu limnotnu ezreinu b'shem Hashem oisei shomayim v'oretz. And all different layers of Chaim Vital. Imlod b'risi yom v'alayla chukos shomayim v'oretz loisamti avoy choyro avoy desat tfilo. Oh, but you see clearly, the same scene is repeating itself. In Shushan, they turned to Tfilah, and the Avodah of Tfilah turned over from Lahashmid Laharoi, turned into a situation of Geula. Esther said, Tsumu Alai, and because of that it flipped over from an Auschwitz into a Purim party. An incredible scene. From a Treblinka into a fancy dress parade. Slipped over. It turned over, as Esther said, to the Anshei Sanhedrin. He said, you want to write me down? I'll tell you exactly how to write me down. Kisvuni ledoirois divrei tzoimois v'zakosom. The Megillah is an event of tzoim and tefillah. And because of that, it flipped over the whole scene. That was by Yomim Hohein. Bizman hazeh, it's exactly the same according to Reb Chaim Vital. There's no change. It's in a path, it's in a trap. How will it flip over? Ezreinu b'shem Hashem, oisei shamayim v'oretz. The same scene is repeating itself. The final phrase, which we have in the Alanisim, v'ator, is a different aspect. The first is the partnership of Mordechai and Esther. The second is the Vadai, the Gezer, which turned over, but in particular, the understanding of the Mishpata, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. And in the hiddenness lies the Moshiach, the Tefillah of Klal Yisrael. But there's something else. Look at this phrase. How many times have you said it? But there is a tremendous amount of repetition here, which means understanding. Number one. Heifar to es atzosai. You annulled his Eitzah. Not else did you do. You did more. The kilkalto es machshavtoi. Something different from hefato es atzosai. Number three. The hashivoiso lo kumulai b'roishoi. It's all the same, no? And number four. The solu oiso b'ezbonov al ho'eitz. Why such repetition? What's going on in this last phrase? We could have said that, o b'rachamecho ho'rabim, kilkalto es machshavtoi. What are all these different phrases for? What's behind it? I once heard in a shir from Reb Don Segal, he once explained over, the Choyzeh mi Lublin once said that all the parshiyos and the stories of the winter are all wearing a heavy overcoat. They all need undressing. You have to take off the coat and look inside. What's going on here? Yaakov with Esav, Nezid Adoshim, Yosef with Misalsel Misairoit. You have to look deeper. Chanukah and Purim, they all have a tremendous aspect of hidden element here. They need revealing. That is why Rabbi Yerucham explains in Das Chochmo Musa, one particular mitzvah which happens both on Chanukah and on Purim involves Pirsum HaNes. You have to uncover what's there. It's a winter Yom Tov. It's a winter story. You have to go deeper and reveal what is the nes here. It's not apparent. And one of the dinim of Purim are chayavinish livasume, to make it public. And Chanukah is the same. Put them outside. What's the pilsum hanes? What's going on here? Perhaps it's this. Each aspect of Haman's reaction to Klal Yisrael was attended to. Heifato es atzosai. He never came along with anything more than a suggestion. Im ala melech toiv. It was a suggestion. It was an eitzah. That was attended to. Number two. Kilkalto es machshavtoi. Behind it all is the famous Loshen in the Medrash that he came ba'alila gedoila with a tremendous cunning. That was the machshavtoi. Bring them to the banquet. They will commit their own offenses. and Hashem will be angry with them and the job will be done for us. That was Machshav Tei. Mida keneged mida, he was given right back. Exactly as he came by Lila Gedola, he was punished gamulai. The Loshen Rabbeisai of gamul is always an expression of a payment given back. Interesting, by Neshes Chayil, gemalasehu toiv v'loiro kol yamei chayeho. What's the gamul? If she's really a Neshes Chayil, she'll feel in her home that she's paying everything back. But all that's been done for her. That's a real Eishes Chayil. Gemalasehu. She's paying back. She's indebted. She feels a balchayiv. Ribbono Shel Olam paid back every aspect of the avodah she had. And why the children? Why the kinderlach as well? If you look in Rashi and Peirut Tes of the Megillah, he explains exactly why the children as well, which were hung out. Why? What's the children? A little bit of history is necessary in order to understand why the children as well. Megillas Esther took place at the end of Golas Bovel. Koiresh had allowed the Beis HaMikdash to be built again. They all left Bovel and came back. Remember the Gemara in Megillah, the leader of all of Klal Yisrael stayed. Ezra stayed. Gemara in Megillah that Tessayim brings down. From there we learn the Godel Talmud Torah Mibinyan Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because the Rebbe of Ezra, Baruch Ben Neria, was still alive and an old man. Baruch was the Talmud of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. He stayed there until the end it was built, and then eventually he came later. But he stayed because of the Rebbe. It's the time of the period of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Everything was to proceed ahead. All of a sudden, Koiresh changed his mind. He was given a message by the B'nai Homon, who pumped the Kusim in Eretz Yisrael, to go unto a man and say, the only reason why they're building a Beis HaMikdash is because they intend to rebel against you and take over the world. That was the rumor which B'nai Homon pumped. It's in Rashi and Peirut Tes. That's what they gave the information, and therefore everything was stopped and delayed for 15 years. In that 15 years came about the whole nace of Purim. And then the son of Esther, Darius, then came along and gave Pashus, and it carried on from there. But the only reason why there was a delay is because these kinderach of Haman were chaffered, and they gave the evil information that prevented the Binyan HaMikdash to continue as it did in its time. What is inside these? What's the cause here? We must explain exactly what's behind this mida keneged mida and this comprehensive solution to everything that Haman worked out with. Maybe we can best explain it bisman hazeh, in our time. That's by Yomim Ha'im. Bisman hazeh. We are living in a time, as the Gemara says in Sota, of tremendous confusion. Ikvas of the Meshicha is Pnei Ador k'Pnei HaKelev, Chutz b'Yaske, Ha'eves ne'ederes. There is enormous bilbo. There is tremendous confusion of what's going on. It appears to be Tzadik v'Raloi, the Muslims and their power. We see such confusion that a person can lose his whole emunah if he doesn't hold on tight and understand. That's why they say Chevle Moshiach, one of the Mufarshim say, is like a Chevel, turning and turning, and you have to hold on tight, otherwise you'll fall and you'll lose your whole emunah. The Navi Zechariah turned around and said as follows: when the time of the Gula will come, the Ribbono Shel Olam will say, Has Kol Basar, quiet, Kineo Mima'oin Kodshai. The time has come. Every single aspect of confusion in the world will be sorted out. Meaning, Has is all the agents of evil will all be silenced in their time. This one for their Eitzah, you remember the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, this one will come forward and claim that we did great things for Klal Yisrael. The real truth will come out as it really is. Remember by Matan Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam silenced the whole world so there should be no confusion whatsoever of what is happening. Eliyahu and Har HaKarmel, there was total silence in the whole world. Ein Koel ve'ein Oineh b'Kol HaOlam. That silence is sorting out all the evil that there is in the world, and then V'hoyo Hashem Lemelech al kol ha'oretz. Then the Koyl Hashem can be heard. It can't be heard in all the confusion. What is we're being shown in Al Hanisim at the end is the following rehearsal for the Kula Shleima. Every one of the agents, the Ator Baracha Mecho Rabin, Hefato Esatzosa, the so-called Eitzah of all the nations of the world to come along and say that, look what we've done for Klal Yisrael. Kilkalto Es Machshavto, the real inclination, the real evil behind it all, that will all be answered. The Hashivaisal Gumulai Bavaishai, the Solu Aisai will be the time of Gog u'Magog, the end, and that's the end. And then we're left with Boyash and the Melech al Kol Ha'oretz. The whole of Purim is nothing else but a dress rehearsal. Perhaps Rabbi Yisai, this is why the greatness of the Arizal said of Yoin Kapurim. The Avodah is enormous on Purim. The first is the nature of Ein Odom Machaveiro. Nothing can ever work unless there is what's called Shita Pula Ein Odom Machaveiro. That has to be sorted out. The second aspect is the clarity of what the Avodah of Tefillah is. The Rishonim know what the power is behind Tefillah. It has the ability to turn over a situation. That's exactly what we saw in the Na'af Oichu. That's B'yayim Echad, and that's the Keil Mistate, which comes out. The end of Al HaNisim is telling us, B'yomim Ho'ein, there was a total, complete settling of all accounts. Every aspect was sorted out. The pilsum hanes of what Rebbe refers to is that we must sit down and consider exactly what is each aspect of it. What is involved here? There was an Eitzah Roah, there was a Machshavah Roah, there was Gemula B'Roishai, and all the children, everybody was sorted out. Then you can turn around and say, at the end of the day, La Yehudim Ho'isa, Oyva Simcha V'Sosain, Bismaneinu B'Kolev.
Amen.
Anybody? I just want to make one.